You may stand.
Welcome. Welcome to our Christmas Eve service tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, whose birth we observe and joyfully celebrate tonight. Came here to be our Savior. We welcome you in His name, and we ask for the Holy Spirit's blessing upon our worship as we conduct this service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, of whose love the angels sang when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and through whom we have learned the song, Glory to God in the Highest, accept our worship and hymns of joy. As we celebrate the coming of your Son, grant that in Him we may learn to know your love, to follow Him in obedience, and to offer ourselves to you in all things, that our lives may reflect His light and thus shine before others, that they might see our good deeds and praise your holy name. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Your responsive reading is printed. All praise to thee, eternal God. Dost take a manger for thy throne.
While worlds on worlds are thine alone.
A little child, thou art our guest.
Thy weary ones take thee in rest.
Forlorn and lowly is thy birth.
That we may rise from heaven to earth.
All this for us thy love has done. For this, our joyful songs we raise.
And shout our thanks in ceaseless prayers.
You may be seated. In Jesus' name, dear children, parents, members of St. Paul congregation, vom Himmel hoch, da komm ich her. Ich bring euch gute neue Mehr. Der guten Mehr bring ich so viel. Davon ich singen und sagen will. Probably didn't understand those words unless you know some German. You do know their meaning. In fact, we'll be singing them together shortly in English. They are the opening lines of Luther's Christmas song, From Heaven Above, To Earth I Come. Stories told about how one year as Martin Luther was thinking about the Christmas sermon that he was going to be delivering to his Wittenberg congregation for Christmas Day, and while he was rocking the cradle of his youngest child, little daughter Margaret, the words and the music of this song came to him, and he then picked up his lute, it's like a little guitar, played the words, sang them, and shortly thereafter he took a pen and paper or what it was he had and wrote them down for all Christians to sing. And he was accustomed, as the story goes, every year to prepare for his family at Christmas time, his wife Katie, his sons Hans, Martin Jr. and Paul, his daughters Magdalena and little Margaret, a happy Christmas entertainment skit. And so what he had is instructed a man, this was in the year about 1535, Luther was about, 35 and 17, he was over 50 years of age, and when he did all this, he had one of his friends, or an uncle, dress up in an angel costume, and he had him sing the first 8 stanzas of From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, which is, as you've noted, the theme of our service tonight. And then he had the children respond to the angel by singing the remaining verses of the song that he had just written, gathered around in the living room of their home. Very, very wonderful time, and of course it was intended to be a fun reenactment and a happy reminder to his dear ones of the miraculous event of the first Christmas when the God of love sent down an angel to make that glorious birth announcement to shepherds keeping watch over their sheep in rural Bethlehem. Luther's hymn is basically, as we sing it through, and we will be singing the whole stanza, actually 13 of the 15 stanzas, some by the congregation and some by the choir members. It's a Luke 2, Evangelist Luke's story, put into the words of a song. And he did that for Christians to sing, young and old alike, for their joy, their comfort, their faith strengthening, for their encouragement as God's people living in the world as they wend their way to the eternal Christmas celebration in heaven. It's our prayer tonight that this service centered on this hymn of Luther, and as I mentioned, we'll be singing 13 of the 15 verses in the service, that it will serve the good and blessed purpose of reminding us anew of the miracle of God's love that took place in Bethlehem's stable, of comforting us, comforting our hearts, the message of God's love for us sinners, strengthening us in our faith in the child born at Bethlehem, as we and our dear ones wend their way to that eternal Christmas celebration with the Lord in heaven. May the Lord so bless. Amen. Service then continues with a Bible reading.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into their own city, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, out to the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Thank you. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
From heaven above, our Lord came down to wear for us a thorny crown. He died to save us from our sin. He rose again, our life to win. The angels came, great news to tell. The shepherds saw Emmanuel. Now we can share the truth we know as messengers where'er we go. From heaven above, the angels sing. On earth below, our praises bring. Our Lord has come with us to dwell. Now we go out, good news to tell.
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name,
he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth.
I invite you to rise for prayer. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this night fall short of the praise we sinners owe you, our God, who left your throne in heaven to appear here in lowliness as our Savior. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed. Yet for our sakes you endured far deeper humiliation than this, for you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death, which we sinners deserve for our sins. We thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature, for you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which made you willing to sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives for you. And we also thank you that from the mouths of children this evening, we can hear again the precious story of your birth and rejoice again in the heavenly peace announced by the angels. Bless our children that they may remain faithful to you throughout their lives, ever adoring you as their Lord and King, ever trusting you as their Savior, and ever serving you as their loving Master. Keep us all in the faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines tonight so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all saints, we will sing your praise in perfect love through endless ages. Amen. We also join to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Believing hearts, receive the benediction of the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Amen.